be here with Juliet Obodo. She is absolutely incredible in so many ways. A, beautiful, like you're just a stunning vision to see. And you are helping people manifest their lives to their highest power through hypnosis, through subliminals, through all sorts of things. And you started off in the corporate world and then hit a burnout, and then you landed in this whole other like cosmic, amazing, manifesting connection world. And I just am dying to know how you got there, because you are helping people to manifest a lot of money, right? I need to take your courses. Like, tell me what you're doing. Show me your ways. How do I need to rewire my brain? I'm sure so many people listening to this are like, how can I rewire myself to manifest all this money? So tell me your story, Juliet.
Sure. So when I left corporate, I was in tech sales for 11 years. And then I started my two businesses.
Okay.
I don't know why I started two businesses at once.
And what were the two businesses?
Mobile app design and startup funding. Because I would help the startup companies get funding, and then we would help them build the app out. And so it was doing really well, multiple six figures for both of them. But it was like, I was so miserable. I was so miserable that I didn't know, and I felt trapped. I didn't know how to escape, because it's like, this is a job that you quit. You just like, hey everyone, I know you signed these contracts, but I don't want to do this anymore. And so I felt so trapped and I was so tired. And
how did you finally hit your burnout? Like, what was it that made you realize that you were done? This was it? Because obviously they're very successful. You've worked hard to get here. You started them. Like, how did you hit that burnout?
When I got it, I was so tired, and I got an email from a client. A new client that said, hey, I just signed the proposal and it was $20,000. I should have been happy. I started crying because it was like, this is more work.
And so I was like, overrun.
Yeah. I was like, why am I crying when I just got a new client? There's something wrong here. And
you're really good at trusting your gut and your intuition and listening to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm very much a feeler. So I'm like, this should feel good. But I feel so trapped. I felt so trapped. And I remembered hypnosis when I was in sales, because I actually was hypnotized before, but to help me deal with breakups. So I knew hypnosis worked, but I never thought about it in business. And I saw a program for manifesting money, Manifestation Babe. And so I actually joined her program, Rich Babe Academy, and in it was a recorded hypnosis audio. So the last time I was hypnotized, it was in person, so I wasn't sure how audios would work. But the audio was very powerful because it helped me return to my childhood, why I had this issue with money.
Okay.
It's like relationship, essentially, like,
you figure it out from your childhood. What I mean, I don't know if you're comfortable sharing, but like, what did you pinpoint that was the block? Is it block? We just have blocks, right?
Yeah. It's a belief or memory that you kind of took on as a child that now your mind runs with. And you're like, wait, hold on. That was only when we were 8. It's fine now. So that's essentially what hypnosis is for you, to tell you like, no, it's okay. We can do this now. So it was, it went back to a childhood memory with me at the lunch table with my friends. And we had like everyone had Disney lunch boxes, have to have name brand meals, like Hi-C and all, you know, Capri Sun, like name brand stuff, never store bought. And there was a girl at the end of the table, she had just a paper bag, and they're like, ew, her peanut butter is probably store-bought. And I was like, I had peanut butter and jelly sandwich too, and I was like, yeah, mine is it. And I remember like having to make sure that it wasn't, because I went to Catholic school, so I was like, I hope I didn't just lie. So when I got in the car with my mom, I started hounding her. I was like, hurry up, we need to get, is this store-bought? She's like, I don't know. And so I ran to the kitchen and checked, and it was Jif. So I was so happy. And from then on, I always made sure I had name brand everything. If I don't have this, then I won't have friends. Like, I had to have the 2-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn with exposed brick and pay for this rent that I wasn't even home all the time. I had to always go to the best restaurants in New York. I had to always have the best clothes. So I spend a lot of money on external things. And so I spent a lot of money, so I needed to always make a lot of money. So I was on this.
I see, though, that we just think we're trying to keep up. And it's like, who are we actually even keeping up with? Like, I have all those limiting beliefs, too, that I've really had to, like, check myself and start looking into as I've become an adult. And it's like, why do I feel like I have to perform in this way or show up in this way to appear a certain way? Who am I even doing it for, you know?
Exactly. And then that was like, and then I had to, I did an exercise within it and I released myself from that. I said,
from hypnosis.
Yeah. And that was a game changer. So that was one of the beliefs I had to start rewiring, but that belief set me free. You know, the feeling of being trapped set me free. I was like, I don't want to live here anymore. Where do you want to live? I want to move to LA. And then I started working towards it and I felt alive again because I had something that I really, really wanted that, and I did it. And then that's when I started training to become a hypnotherapist. I was like, I want to offer this to my current clients, my startup founders, you know, at the time, because they were feeling, I could see a lot of burn. I could see the struggle within them as well. But then I ended up staying through and I did the intro basic training for hypnosis, but then I went through and did the master's training to be able to teach others to train in hypnotherapy. So I like stayed for an entire year and did the whole thing. And after I was finished, I just wanted to run my practice. I didn't want to run the other two businesses. And I felt confident enough to end it, just to be like, oh no, it's fine. And I remember my ex was like, no one cares. You're not going to make any money. Nobody cares about healing.
Well, oh, wow. So that's definitely why he was your ex.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everyone needs to care about healing.
Yeah. And it was, it was like yesterday, 2 days ago, I signed a $30K contract. And I was off that day. It was like, I had no sessions. I didn't do anything. And I made $30,000. I mean, of course, it's work that I worked on, but it was like, it came.
Okay, so talk to me about hypnosis. Talk to me about this and how you are drawing all this money to yourself and how you are manifesting at this really high level. And you work specifically with CEOs, people who are running their own companies. That's who you focus on. You did something like 4,444 CEOs you want to work with this year. Is that your intention is? Tell me how you got there. Tell me how you help CEOs, and then how do you draw all this to you, and what do I need to do to get on this frequency?
Yes. So essentially with manifestation, there's a lot of things out there that people only focus on the law of attraction. The law of attraction and manifestation are different. The law of attraction is one of the laws, the universal laws. So you use the law of attraction as one of the rules to help you manifest. And you're always manifesting because manifestation is just thinking.
Yes.
You're just thinking. So what you're thinking about is what you get, really. Like what you expect, not even thinking. What you expect is what you get. Not what you hope for, not what you write down in your journal. What you expect is what you get. And our expectations are based on our beliefs, right? And so if we have beliefs that prevent us from expecting this money to come easily to us, then it won't come easily to us.
Yes. Okay, so how do you rewire that? How do you get in touch with it? And I want to actually ask you, how you deal with this, because I know you work on a lot of trauma, you work on a lot of inclusivity, you're just a very loving soul for the world. I struggle with, when I see pain and suffering and injustice in the world, I internalize it, I feel depressed, it comes over me. I feel sometimes hopeless, like that I just feel so sad to live in such a broken world. And then I get lost in the rabbit hole thoughts that I experience of all the things that are just not right. And just the pain that humans cause each other, it wears me down. I'm a deeply feeling person. And so sometimes I get so lost in the world that we live in, and I just feel like I'm too small to make a difference, that I just feel sad. I feel sad for the children that are abused and abandoned and all the things that I get lost in, like sadness, that I feel like that is not effective though, because I'm not actually doing anything positive. I'm just feeling sad. So how do you break thought cycles that, yes, I'm aware of what's happening in the world, but instead of just feeling depressed about it, I am turning it into an energy that can, A, cause abundance for me, and then me help others with their own abundance? Because I feel like you've figured that out.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially, everyone has, different upbringings and different memories. So when I work with founders, they may have a money block, right? But the root of that, like, you just, it's only the surface, you know, the iceberg. So you only see the surface, like, oh, they're struggling to keep the money that they make, or they're always like going feast and famine. But it's always something deeper. And it's usually the beliefs is not just one belief too, you know, it's usually like 5 to 10 that cause this like tangled wire. It's like you see the TV and then behind it's like a whole bunch of wires behind it.
Right.
Those are the beliefs that are just like gnarly and just like creating this staticky picture that they see of the world and what they can expect. So, and there's a difference between trauma, either intergenerational trauma, racial trauma, oppressive internalization, and limiting beliefs, right? Mm-hmm. So limiting beliefs are things that happened to you and you, you know, you accept them to be true, right?
Right.
But these societal restrictions, essentially societal restrictions in the external in your external reality are there. So if your beliefs don't prepare you to easily overcome these societal restrictions, then you're going to have double lockup. So first we work on their beliefs so they feel stronger about themselves. And then we talk about the societal restrictions. So then soon, because you are now so strong, so much stronger and empowered, it's easier for you to see these societal restrictions for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Restrictions, not reality.
Right.
Restrictions, not reality. That's the people. And then also you have to also realize that systems are run by people with biases, people that also grew up with, and so these people have limiting beliefs and they also accept these societal restrictions. So you can always look at the system, but then among the system is, you see it's grouped by people. So that means whenever you are presented with a societal restriction, look for the person that can help you overcome it. There's going to be one person, one clerk, one office manager, one somebody is going to be able to help you overcome that, because you're seeing the person, not the system. And people are powerful because the power is in the people, because the people make up the system.
Yeah.
So you always remember that. So you're more powerful than you think. But we can see how much destruction one person can make.
Mm-hmm.
But we never see how much good one person can make too.
Right. I do feel like a lot of times that you see the just all the terrible things that are happening. You're right. So you say society and all of that. So, and also like one of your things is your healing. I feel, is it like racism with hypnosis and stuff? Because I struggle with that too. Just like the unfairness of how things are, just the way things that we live in the society. And it's like, why is it this way? And like how, like it feels so deep rooted. How do we overcome what is so deep in this system now that we all are, our eyes are being made aware of what's going on. It's like, how, it feels so big, you know? So how do we start as one person? Because obviously it's going to take all of us, but like, how would you suggest, like, we start as individuals to make changes, even though it's overwhelming?
So for me, I didn't like how people were doing business. I didn't like how people were so tired. And I lost a lot of former colleagues and friends in 2016, 2017, 2018, startup founders that were making money to death by suicide. So that was very overwhelming to me. And I said, what can I do? And I didn't get the answer until later with hypnosis. And so the number that you saw, the 4,444, is my pledge to the world.
Okay.
That's the number of people that I feel like I can impact and truly help. So you think about where you are in your life. You don't have to be a CEO. You don't have to be a hypnotherapist, because you could really make it. You can say, all right, I'm just going to focus on maybe one person this year. I want to help one person this year. And imagine if we just turned to our right and helped our neighbor. How much? If everyone just pledged one person.
Right. Instead of like feeling like you have to like get in there and try to save the whole world, just like, that's what I'm trying to tell myself. Like, where am I in my life and where can I impact in my life? Because that's the only thing I can do. So, okay, with hypnotherapy, how does it work? Because I feel like I carry a lot of just like sadness, and I feel like maybe some of it's from even past lives. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but like, I'm always just a little sad, and I'm not even sad about my own life. I'm just sad about the state of suffering that's always happening. And then I also feel like sometimes I hold myself back from feeling like I can truly manifest what I'm capable of, because I almost don't want to feel, like greedy or something, that it's like, you know, if you like want too much and you go too big, then it's like, why do I think I deserve all that when there's so many people without? So like, why am I going to try to like manifest everything I can think of in my mind when so many people just want a meal, you know? Mm-hmm. So I struggle with those kind of beliefs.
Yeah. So what helps me is that when I think about billionaires and millionaires, there's so many rich people that aren't helping, that I can be, like, for me, rich is having the ability to help.
Right.
So when I to manifest, like, the money that I manifested or that I drew into my business, I was able to, I already see how it's going, where it's going to go.
And how you're going to help people?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So you do you remember like DuckTales, like Uncle Scrooge?
Yes.
Like the vault of money. So yeah. instead of me jumping into the money, I picture who's jumping into the money with me.
Okay.
Who's jumping in there with me?
Are you always thinking of other people when you're manifesting, like what you're going to do for good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think about what I want. I want to live. It's like, why do you want to live in a beautiful house? So I can feel peaceful. And when I'm at peace, I'm able to see more clients. You know, when I'm in a space, I'm comfortable and happy, I can see more clients, I can help more people. And then I always think about the energy that I'm in, especially because it's very close. I work closely with others. So I'm very aware of how I treat myself now. Even actually, like, becoming a hypnotherapist made me more interested in my self-care, because I never want to come and have, you know, go into someone's house with dirty feet, you know, someone's mind with dirty feet. So I started to really eat less meat, work out, just start to really make sure I feel good when I go into sessions. And some people, you have to look at what your motivation is, like your value system, right? Is your value system about just, you know, within your family, right? And is your value system within your community? Because especially my female identifying clients, we always feel guilty for wanting more. And that is one of the societal restrictions, the internalized oppression.
Yes, like, I do feel like that.
Yeah, like the equal pay day. I talked about this. I said, look, it's two sides. So many people don't negotiate their salaries. So many women, I didn't even. And my coworker, he's like, yeah, I said, how do you get paid this much? He's like, oh, I told him I just wanted it. And I did, I said, yeah, I just said, okay.
Right. Totally. I feel that.
So it's like, if you say no, then they'll say, okay, that's it. But we are conditioned not to ask. So
like,
that's,
oh my God, I'm just so glad I got the opportunity. If I don't take what they gave me, they'll take it away.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so when you, it's two sides. So if you stop, if you say no and you don't accept it, they'll try, but they can only try for so long until they say, okay, then raise it. So we both have to say, we both sides, but we have to say no first or they're going to keep getting away. No company's going to be like, oh, you know, like, let's pay people more. You know, these companies, like, we would I would love a world like that, but we have to be realistic too. You know, I am magical. I love magic, but I'm also realistic. Like, these companies are not going to be like, okay, yes, let's pay people more. You have to demand it and expect it.
Okay, expect it. So tell me how, let's get down to the stuff that everybody wants to talk about, money. How do you use hypnotherapy to manifest money? Like, how do you do that? And tell me about the courses that you've created and the apps that you have and the, what goes on in your sleep, the subliminals, all of this, like how does all that work?
Okay. So all my programs are designed to make it easier to release those beliefs that are limiting you from, experiencing more money. Because manifestation is, like we said, always thinking, right? So people try to do methods, but they don't work on their beliefs. They don't work within their subconscious mind and their unconscious body as well, because it's the mind body spiritual connection. So you start with, why do you want more money? Like, okay, what this the burning desire, essentially, like, why do you want this money, right? Mm-hmm. And then you think about why do you feel, first, why do you feel like you can't have this money right now? Like, why do you feel like you can't, this money can't just appear in your bank account, in your pocket, wherever, right now? What is keeping you from thinking that or expecting that? And then when you're continuously ask yourself this, things, memories will pop up, pictures will pop up in your mind. And then you basically ask yourself, why do I believe that? Where does that belief come from? Oh, was it when my mom said that money doesn't grow on trees? Mm-hmm. Or my dad said that only greedy people are rich. Like, yeah, they had to do something bad to get it. Oh yeah, they're rich. I remember I was like, oh, Oprah's launching a soup line. They're like, she already has enough money. Why is she doing that?
Right.
Can't have projects? Can't have side projects? Like, I just, you know, I just thought that, I remembered that. I was like, oh, I'm making money now. I was like, oh, why do I want to add more, another revenue stream? I was like, why do I want to do that? And then I stopped myself. I was like, no, this is going to help people. Duh, that's why people need this. And I can give it to them.
I think, and that's so, where I have a lot of limiting beliefs. It's like, I feel like I feel blessed in my life right now. So I'm like, if I ask for more, then that's me being greedy when I feel like other people need so much. So it's like, why would I be asking for more? I struggle with that.
And then there's also this belief that most of us always have, because we're conditioned, the world, and this is why there's so much strife in the world, the lack. We don't realize that this planet has already grown. Literally, this planet is a Hello Fresh meal, essentially. The Earth is a Hello Fresh meal, and we came here, and it has everything that we already need to survive.
So what do we do with that? How do we tap into that?
So we have to accept the fact that it's there. So we know, so you getting more does not take away from other people, because there's enough.
So then what about the people who were just born into an unfair hand, who, like, maybe were born into abuse, who were born into as part of the system that's just broken, and, like, just weren't born with you know, weren't born with anything on their side, it seems. Like, what about those people as opposed to someone who's maybe born into an easier life? Like, what, but it doesn't feel like sometimes it starts off fair. And you say the earth has everything we need, but like, what about, it just doesn't feel like everyone starts fair, you know?
Yeah, and so that's how that shows you how powerful people are. This baby is born into a family that can make or that can really help or make or break it, right? And so if you're born into a family where you've experienced abuse, you have to realize that that was not your choice. You were essentially a test to your parents or the people whose lives you came into, and they failed, not you.
But sometimes they failed. But how do you, what if it's so bad it's hard to get to that thought, you know? Because the abuse and trauma is so much, you know? Yeah. Sorry, I'm just here, but this is what I really struggle with, the unfairness of life.
No, that's 100%. And it's like, and so knowing that there's these people that will bring a beautiful soul into this world and abuse it, that means that I want more people that can help this soul heal. So that means that I want to either mentor or donate or help these light workers, these good people, give them the resources to be able to rescue these children, to be able to heal these people. So I see, since I know that this particular issue exists, how can I add to the healing? How can I add to?
So then you don't have to stop your abundance. Your abundance actually can help where your heart feels pulled.
Yeah. So I always think about the phases of pain and trauma, and essentially where I can fit in that cycle. So if I can't prevent it, then I can help them heal from it. And help them, I can help them survive, right? Heal. And then at the end too, I can also help them thrive. Because when you hit 18 years old, you get kicked out of the system. So you see so many 18, 19, 20 year olds on the street. So what if I'm able to provide housing and transitional housing, since the government won't do it, you know? Or if I live in a city, I can look at the laws and say, and look at the child laws and say, actually, I want to vote so there is additional housing up to age 21, and that children get a stipend while they can, and that they can use an educational stipend or a trade stipend. So you can do so much. I feel like with the news and how it is designed to provoke emotion, the energy, because our emotions are very powerful. Pain, fear, anger makes the world go round. But love is a more powerful emotion. But if you are in the energy of love, you're less easier to control, right? Mm-hmm. So you think you, and it's like, you got to think about who owns the news stations, who owns these places. Like, I was watching an interview about a water company. This woman has to fight these other larger companies to leave her company alone because they want a monopoly on the water. Clean water. They want a monopoly to hold on to water. She's fighting, you know? And so you think about, and then who's behind these corporations? People. It always comes down to other people. And so I'm like, wait, how do these people have so much power? They have money. So I made it my mission to get more CEOs, more companies with people behind them, but with good people behind them.
Because money is what is power. So you're saying, let me help heal people in power with money so they can use that money for good. Wow, that's a big mission right there, Juliet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, that's pretty deep. Okay, so tell me what you're doing with that, and how are you getting the CEOs, and then what are you doing with the hypnosis? Like, how do you get in their brains?
So they find me either, you know, I'm sending the transmission and they receive it. And so they find me and we book a session. I have one-on-one sessions first, and these one-on-one sessions are 90 minutes, and they do pre-work prior to it. And then on the session, we always start with money because I want that to be the least of their problems. I want them to never worry about money. So since they're never worried about money, they have the privilege to take risks. Because money is, green is really the color of privilege. I know that people talk about white privilege, but after working in sales as a Black woman, just in case you guys are not seeing the cover of the, of the I'm a Black woman. So I know working in sales, as most of the time the only woman on the team, and then one time like one of three Black people in a global company, like wow. Global company, I knew that greed was the equalizer. I know with everything with the police brutality, that kind of flips everything, but in other situations outside of police brutality, it's a great equalizer and it gives you, affords you a lot of privileges so that when you're in a city or a community, you can really have strong relationships with the leaders in that community, with the police departments, with all these people, because you're donating to campaigns of people that you want in power. Mm-hmm. That's how these people are in power. That's right. why these laws exist, because people that don't have the best interest or care about other people can donate to these leaders' campaigns, to these people, to get results that they want. And it's right. So interesting. Yeah, we saw it happen in Batman. You know, it's so interesting how you see it in media and you see these stories and you're like, wait, that actually does happen in real life. These people with money are able to stay in power or to get advantages because they donate to these leaders. So what if we, the people, have this money? Sorry, I just went off on a tangent. These people have this money and we're able to donate to leaders that we believe in, that can make a difference. And we form protection for these leaders too.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know? And so when I have a CEO on a session, we look at their profit pathway, right? How their business can make money without burnout and without harm to others, right? And we create that profit pathway. And then I go through a series of questions, because these questions will help me identify what, if you have a limiting belief or societal restriction.
Okay, so this goes into like the depths of who you are, and like you said, like with the peanut butter, like when you were young. Like
exactly.
Finding things like that, like what is holding you back?
Yeah, exactly. And so we find out what that is. And so we're able to determine if it's a current limiting belief, an ancestral trauma, energetic trauma, actual intergenerational trauma, so emotional trauma. And then we release all three.
And do you do this under hypnosis?
Yes.
So the subconscious is talking.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So we'll start with a light trance to when you answer the question. So the answers may not make sense to you consciously, but they make sense. We're emptying everything out. Let's draw it all out to the conscious level, to surface level, so we can clean it. It's almost like I become like a pool girl. But it's like the ocean.
Yes.
So it's like it just comes from the depths of the ocean, and it would take that thing that you clean the pool and clear it out. Once you bring it up to the surface, you can clear it out. And so once we clear it out, you no longer have these restrictions. Now I can ask you, what do you really want?
So is it like once you clear it, is it gone forever or does it come back?
It's gone forever. But what will happen is you'll have some other triggers come up they come up because your subconscious realizes that you're stronger now. So you can actually handle triggers. If you're someone that's listening, you're currently on your healing journey, but then you've experienced something that kind of feels like you are taken back. You feel like you're pushed back to a certain point. That's not you being pushed back. You're actually still moving forward, but it's something that you also need to address. It's another thing you need to address, and your subconscious waited for you to be in a mentally strong and emotionally strong state for you to address it.
Okay, so can you do this over Zoom or do you have to be in person?
Yeah, all my sessions are virtual, especially after last year. Now everything's virtual.
How does someone get into being hypnotized? Like, what is the process of it? Like, how do you get someone there? Because I feel like I can never relax my mind enough to, like, let it be.
Yeah, I know. And so we all kind of see, like, the TV stage of hypnosis where it's, like, relaxation method or, you know, but there are other different methods to go into hypnosis. For example, when you drive to the supermarket or drive to the dentist, you don't use, like, Google Maps or anything to get there. You just know. Mm-hmm. And you kind of zone out and you're just – all right, I'm at the supermarket. No one comes up to you and say, what did you do to get here exactly? Where did you turn? What did you turn left, right? And you're like, I just want to go get my kale, please. So you were in a state of trance when you're driving. When you learn how to drive, when you learn how to ride your bike, your body and your mind take in, like, imprints that process in your mind. So just like how you can ride your bike, you can change the imprinting of how you make money. So right now, you may make a lot of money, but it's like always such like a war. And you're always like, finally, they signed the check.
Yes.
Oh, finally, the check came out. Finally, it's always something drama. But you get the money, but it's always through dramatic circumstances. Mm-hmm. That's an imprintation. That's a subconscious imprint. You do these little nudges, these little things that kind of just put obstacles in your way to get that money, for that imprint. So when we go into trance, it's easier to get the answers. And to go into trance is very easy. We can do a demonstration.
Okay.
Of just like,
okay, let's start.
All right, so you know Charlie's Angels?
Yes.
So put your hands like that.
Okay.
Right. And then you're going to open your fingers like that. I want you to look at your fingers, and then I'm going to put a little handle here on that finger and a little handle here on that other finger. I'm just going to close them.
Okay, wait, I can't see your hands.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. I can't see your hands.
Oh, that's okay. Because you feel me moving the levers. You feel the levers moving. You feel the levers, like, pushing your fingers together.
Yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah, and you're like, why are my hands coming together? And then all of a sudden, I have, like, a steel rope, and I'm tying them together, and they're just getting closer closer and closer. And they're just tying together. And they're just going to lock together in this nice rope. I'm not there. That was all you. Through my suggestions. So that's what hypnosis is. Oh, you can unlock now.
That is really wild.
Yeah. So your subconscious mind sent the messages to your body. And you can remember how, you know, you can, and because of the way that I'm describing it.
I actually felt that through my body.
Yeah, you can imagine how it feels. So imagine if I said, I just put a stack of money in your palm of your hand. You're going to feel really rich, right? And then soon that stack of money will come into the palm of your hand.
Wow.
If you have the feeling and you have the expectation that it will appear. So that's the work. And so it's the process of just like clearing out any limitations, mental, emotional, energetic, that can prevent the amount, that shortens the amount of time that it takes for it to appear in your hand. So, and you see how powerful your mind is to take in that feeling of the handles being there. That feeling can also apply to your bank account.
Dang.
Of the money being there.
Wow, Juliet. So have you seen just incredible results with people?
Yeah, so many. Like, it's so wild. Like, seeing my clients online now, how they just expand, you know, like they're like great, great new entrepreneurs or great founders, or they've been in business for maybe 2-3 years and they're like doing well, but they were tired, so tired. And now I see them posting, I see them showing up when they want to consistently, but when they want to, and they are just shining bright. And you can, and their energy, people feel it. They get more money because people feel like they're doing it for the love of this business. You know, you're doing it for the love of it, not for the money. People sense that. And that's what sets them apart from their competition, sets them apart from everyone. And people just like are drawn to them.
Wow. And it takes off the, like the hamster wheel rat race, trying to keep up comparing, because it just gets you in your own lane, because now it's just like you're truly soul connected. All the blocks that you were doing it for, all the things that you thought you needed to do it for, are kind of removed at this point. And exactly. Now you're just doing it for the sole purpose of why you came here, really.
Yeah. And they're now locked into the reality where lack does not exist. Them making more money does not take away from their competitors. Their competitors could do well as well, and they do well, because there's always enough. Mm-hmm. And like, there's always enough. Even when money, paper money is replaced, that's even when it's more. Like, literally, you could just go in there and put some keys in it, then you have money. Like, we literally, that's what money is now. Like, you just go into everyone's bank account and change it, then we all have money, you know?
Wow. So, talk to me about subliminal, because you do stuff where people put stuff on in their sleep, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so subliminals are a great place to start brain training. If you're not sure about hypnosis, my subliminals are the best place to start training your brain, because I'm someone that was diagnosed with ADHD, and so I am an overthinker 100%.
Yes, me too.
So this is specifically designed for my overthinkers. So you don't hear the words that I'm saying or anything that's coming through. It goes straight to your subconscious mind. So your conscious mind can't consciously sabotage you.
Okay, so you just put it on at night and you go to sleep, and then you wake up and it's just like it works itself out. Does it play all night?
Yeah, you play it all night, and then they're supersonic, so you can have them very low. You don't need headphones. You can play them in the room outside. You'll hear it. Your subconscious is always on. You're consciously sleeping. Your subconscious is always on. It's been recording on since birth, even in the womb. And so it has the information that you need. And so when we're sending these messages, these suggestions, we're clearing it. We're saying like, hey, can you identify the belief that's keeping so-and-so from this? All right, let's work. So the next 7 days, let's clear this belief. And the subconscious does the work. And people are like, always email us like, I was like walking and I just started laughing randomly. I just was filled with such like happiness. This has never happened to me. Is this the villain? Like, it's all you. When you remove like energetic, emotional, mental restrictions, you become more free to be you, the true you.
Okay, so I want to get the subliminals and I want to book a session with you. So I'm going to do this after our interview. I'm going to figure out all this. But tell everyone listening how they can find your subliminals, where they can get them, and how to book a session, because I feel like everyone should do this.
Yeah, so just you can go to my Instagram account, Juliet Ciaboto, and in the link in the bio are all the links to everything that we discussed. There's a link to the supersonic bundle, so that's 12 months, well, 15, like plus 3 bonus subliminal sets. Or you can just start off with the subconscious reset if you just want to dip your toe in the subliminal pool. And then I have links on how to work with me in May and June, so you can book your 90-minute mental remapping session, is what I call them, because we're literally remapping your mind. And then links to my YouTube, everything is there. So if you want to just like kind of see what I'm about and what my true values are, my YouTube channel can tell you everything.
So May and June, you're booked till May and June. Are you just taking time for yourself, or is it just like, do you have certain days that you work only, or how do you do that?
Yeah, so I'm actually taking the month of April off because I've had almost 400 sessions since 2020.
So you need a reset yourself, a break.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm taking the entire month off, just like a cognitive break and emotional break. So I can come back in May and be there for my clients. I never want to come on a session tired, because I'm not a coach. I'm an energy healer and a hypnotherapist. So my energy has to be at 110%, or I feel like I'm cheating my clients. So I need to, and I also need to practice what I preach. I can't tell you, like, don't burn out. And I'm like,
how do you keep your energy high? What are some of the tips and the things that you are non-negotiables for you to keep your energy high? Because I feel that way too. I feel like I need to have high energy, but oftentimes I feel like it's ugh.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm not like I always try to maintain feeling good by talking to the people that I love talking to, you know. I don't stay too long on social media. I don't watch the news. I have Apple News, so I'll see headlines and then I can have the choice to say, and I can kind of gauge if they're just trying to be provocative or they're actually trying to give us information, mm-hmm. you know, so I stay up to date. So I don't watch the news. I don't do that. I read a lot of books that I enjoy, and I have things that, hobbies that aren't monetized.
Okay, so what are your hobbies that you love?
I love to hula hoop.
Oh,
so that
always, and that's like, body moving.
Yeah, yeah. Get stay snatched and high vibe, you know. So it's so I love to hula hoop. I love writing. I love playing with my nephew, going on runs, like all that stuff. So I really take advantage of the beauty that is on earth. Like I try to really kind of stay grateful and really say, wow, earth is so, and realize how like cool we all are, how magical we all are, like genetics, energy, how you can finish your friend's sentences or your husband's sentences, like all that's so magical and amazing. So I try to remind myself how good people are. If I feel down about the world, I try to like name 100 people that are good.
That's great. That's a great exercise. I need to do that. Name 100 people that are good. Dang, Juliet. Wow, this is so inspiring. I want to book a session with you. Before I wrap up, I always like to end with leave your light. What do you want people to know?
I want people to know that they're more powerful than they are taught, that we're taught. We know this as babies, you know, but we seem to forget. So I want you all to really remember how powerful you are.
That was amazing. Thank you so much for joining me. What an inspiring human you are. I want my brain to be like yours. I need to get all of your stuff.
Yes. Yeah. If you guys saw me like 3 years ago, live it, you know, just girl in New York, in Brooklyn, totally opposite of where I am now.
You just chose to change.
Yes, exactly. Just 3 years.
3 years ago, you were in a totally different state.
Yep. 100%. So just like, I'm grateful to that version of me because she was able to get me here.
Yes. I feel that. I feel like I'm ready for a shift in my brain. Like I feel like it's time for me to like level up and stay there. Like I don't need to be in the, I feel like I know what high vibing is and how to be in the high vibration, and that's where you need to live. But then I just like kind of like always fall back down into like the low vibe because of all the sadness and suffering. I get lost and all that. I need to level up and use my next level to help others like you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And that sadness is good. That pain and sadness that you feel, always be like, okay, good. I'm still, I'm not a robot, you know, I'm still here. And then you're like, all right, I'm feeling the sadness, and you can and say, what am I going to do with this energy? Because sadness is a very powerful energy. So you get, okay, so now that I'm sad, what am I going to do with this energy? I'm going to run it through the filter, change it to love, and I'm going to do this now. I'm going to make someone else feel this way.
Run it through the filter, change it to love, and do this now. That's great.
It's very powerful. When you get sad, you're like, yes, good, I'm sad. All right, now.
Happy I'm sad. Okay, that's a new way. Okay, I'm sad. I'm feeling. Now how am I going to change this feeling?
Yes, I have empathy. I am a human.
Okay, that's really good advice. Well, Juliet, I am so grateful to have you on. Thank you for joining me. You're so inspiring. And I seriously cannot wait to do a session with you in May. I'm going to try to get your first one that you come back because I'm like so dying to like do this.
Yay! Yes, yes. I'm so excited. Ripple effect is happening.
Yes.
And then you send it to your audience and everyone in your family.
Everyone needs to check her out. So follow Juliet. Okay, so we spell your Instagram out so people can find it.
Sure, it's Juliet, J-U-L-I-E-T, C, Obodo, O-B-O-D-O.
Amazing. You're amazing. You're an incredible woman. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.